For decades, Hollywood has been obsessed with the idea of intelligent life beyond Earth. Think of the drama of Independence Day, the wonder of contact, or the mysteries of arrival. But what if all these stories of alien civilizations are just humanity projecting its own hopes and fears onto the void? Despite the billions of stars and planets in the universe, what if we really are alone? Could it be that intelligent life exists only here, on our tiny blue planet, making us the universe's sole observers and architects of meaning? Or are there other civilizations out there? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, there is no other intelligent life in the universe, and comes from the science category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The idea of extraterrestrial intelligent life has fascinated humanity for centuries, from ancient myths to modern science fiction. Scientists approach this question using tools like the Drake equation, which estimates the number of civilizations capable of communication within our galaxy. Despite extensive searches, though, like those conducted by SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, no definitive evidence of extraterrestrial intelligent life has been found. Key concepts include the Fermi paradox, which questions why we haven't observed signs of intelligent life given the vastness of the universe, and the Great Filter hypothesis, which suggests that intelligent civilizations may self-destruct or fail to reach advanced stages of development. Currently, the observable universe contains at least 100 billion galaxies, each with billions of stars, making the search both inspiring and daunting. This topic is more than just an exercise in curiosity. It raises profound questions about our place in the universe. Are humans unique? Or are we part of a larger cosmic community? The answer impacts fields ranging from philosophy to science and even government policies on space exploration. Now, let's debate. Agree. There is no intelligent life in the universe. There is a lack of evidence. Despite decades of searching, we found no signs of intelligent extraterrestrial life, such as radio signals or physical artifacts. A 2022 study published in Nature estimated that only 0.1% of stars in the Milky Way might even host planets with conditions for intelligent life, significantly reducing the probability of their existence. Earth's ability to sustain intelligent life may result from an extraordinarily rare combination of factors, such as its stable climate, magnetic field, and a large moon to regulate the tides. Astrobiologist Peter Ward argues in the Rare Earth Hypothesis that such conditions are extremely unlikely to occur elsewhere. And what about the Great Filter Theory? The Great Filter Theory suggests that most civilizations never reach the level of intelligence or technological advancement to explore the cosmos, possibly due to self-destruction or environmental collapse. Humanity may have surpassed this filter, making us one of a kind. Disagree. There is other intelligent life in the universe. The universe is vast. With trillions of planets in the observable universe, it's statistically improbable that Earth is the only one hosting intelligent life. Astrophysicist Carl Sagan famously stated, "The universe is a pretty big place. If it's just us, it seems like an awful waste of space." There are currently technological limitations in our search. Our current technology may be insufficient to detect intelligent life. We've only been looking for several decades. Civilizations could be communicating in ways we don't understand, such as with advanced quantum or gravitational signals. The James Webb Space Telescope, launched in 2021, has already expanded our ability to detect potentially habitable exoplanets, suggesting our methods are still evolving. And what about the timescale problem? Intelligent civilizations might exist, but are separated from us by millions or even billions of years. If life emerged earlier or later on other planets, our timelines might never overlap, explaining the lack of contact. Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the agree point about lack of evidence could be The absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Just because we haven't found signs of intelligent life doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It may simply be beyond our reach. One possible rebuttal to the disagree point about the vastness of the universe could be, while the universe is vast, sheer size doesn't guarantee intelligent life. The specific conditions required for intelligence may still be too rare, even on a cosmic scale. This debate challenges us to consider not only scientific probabilities, but also philosophical questions about what defines intelligence and how we interpret the unknown. NASA is actively exploring signs of life on Mars and moons like Europa and Enceladus, which have subsurface oceans. Meanwhile, private companies like SpaceX are investing in technologies that could facilitate human exploration of other planets. Additionally, advancements in artificial intelligence may improve our ability to search for extraterrestrial signals in the future. Want to dig into this topic even more? When you're playing dinner table debates at home, Agree gets to set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. There is no intelligent life in our galaxy. What are the implications of intelligent life being limited to other galaxies? How does distance affect our ability to detect and interact with them? 2. Advanced civilizations deliberately avoid contact with us. Why might intelligent life choose isolation? Could we misinterpret signs of their existence as natural phenomena? 3. Intelligent life exists but is not carbon-based. How might non-carbon-based life differ from ours? Would we even recognize their intelligence by our standards? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram or TikTok account at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.